Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is the mercy, the rahmah of Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the most merciful, who has guided us to His way so we can realize who we really are and what it really means to be human, who has covered everything and enveloped everything in that rahmah, that mercy. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except God, Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And my mercy embraces all things, and so I shall prescribe it for those who are people of taqwa, God consciousness, and people who pay the zakat, the obligatory charity, and those who believe in our signs. بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Qur'an describes Himself by various names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And to Him belong the most beautiful names. And from these most beautiful names, in fact the names that He most often describes Himself by, the names that precede every single chapter of the Qur'an with the exception of Surah Tawbah, are the names Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, both of which are conjugates from the word Rahma, mercy. In the first case, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He's Ar-Rahman, this is the intensive form of the One who's merciful. And Ar-Rahim means the especially merciful. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us thereby, because these names by which He calls Himself are not just proper names as in names of description, as in proper nouns, but rather are names that denote the relationship by which He is known in this world of form, and the relationship by which He acts upon creation. So the very fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Himself by these names so commonly alludes to the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that the specific dimensional relationship that He has with us is as the One who is the most merciful, the One who is the most compassionate. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, wa ilahukum ilahun wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanur rahim. And your Lord is one Lord, and there is no deity, nothing worthy of worship except Him, the Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the One who is merciful and the One who is especially merciful. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has telling us here thereby that mercy is what predominates, mercy is what He's defined Himself by. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself tells us in the Quran, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has decreed upon Himself mercy. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from manifesting His beauty and manifesting His justice, has told us that His mercy precedes His justice, or His wrath that comes in the form of justice. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا قَضَى الْخَلْقِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for creation, كَتَبَ عِنْدَهُ فَوْقَ عَرْشِهِ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ قَضَبِي. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for creation, or He created creation, then He decreed at His glorious throne, that He said, and He had it decreed and written thereby, that His mercy precedes His wrath, precedes His justice-driven anger. And so in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that His mercy is that which predominates. And accordingly, He has opened up in creation itself His doors by which that mercy can be attained, and by which that mercy can be spread throughout creation. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, جَعْلَ اللَّهُ رَحْمَةَ مِئَةَ جُزْءٍ. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided mercy into 100 parts. And this use of a number is to indicate the enormity of His mercy. فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعًا وَتِسْعِينَ جُزْءًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has withheld 99 parts of this division of mercy. وَأَنْزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا وَاحِدًا. And has decreed or has sent down in this earth one part of that 100. And so فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الْجُزْءِ يَتَرَاحَمُ الْخَلْقُ. And every single thing, every single manifestation of mercy you see in creation is from that 100th of a portion. حَتَّى تَرْفَعُ الْفَرَسُ حَافِرَهَا عَنْ وَلَدِهَا خَشْيَةَ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُ. Until from that manifestation of mercy that you see even the mare, even the horse, lifting its hooves away from its foal, from its child, so that it does not trample upon it. So every single act of mercy you see, be it small or be it large, is encompassed in that juz, that small element. And what does this allude to? This alludes to the immensity of Allah's mercy that awaits the believers, those who have faith in that mercy on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sifa of being Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, applies in this world and in the next, and He is more merciful than any single manifestation of mercy we can see in this world. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often draw analogy to the immense beauty of mercy in this world and then say, is not your Lord more merciful than that? For example, once the Sahaba were on looking and seeing the tremendous mercy a mother had when she had lost a child, and she found it and she straightway grabbed the child and held it closer to her. And at that point the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Atarawna hadhihi tarihatan waladaha fin nar?" He said, do you think this woman who's now, you know, in this gripping mumbar, this gripping spectacle of her holding her child in that manner, he said, do you think this woman would ever throw her child in the fire? فَقَالَ السَّحَابَ لَا. And the Sahaba said no. And another narration, they said, Wallahi, by Allah, as long as it's within her capability, she would never allow for such a thing to happen. فَقَالَ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, Allahu arhamu bi ibadihi min hadhihi bi walidiha. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more mercy for His servants than this mother has to her child. And so the illusion being here that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was drawing us to always have perpetual hope in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ever despair of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is his rahmah is always near. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that the Qur'an itself, the very ability to be having to avail of the Qur'an, to have the Qur'an as a guidance, to have the Qur'an as something we can recite, to have the Qur'an as something we can enter into our hearts, this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Qur'an itself says, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Meaning, O mankind, there has come to you a maw'idha, a admonition, an instruction from your Lord, and a shifa, and a healing for that which is in your hearts, and a guidance, and a rahmah, a mercy for those who believe. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He guides, is also manifesting His mercy. And from that guidance is the tremendous angels that He sent down to be a cause of supplication, to be a cause of madad, of aid, spiritual aid for those who are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the angels themselves are manifestations of His mercy. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the way of the people who know this is that they implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that mercy. And so the people are described in the Quran as saying, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. O Lord, You have encompassed all things in Your mercy and in Your knowledge. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِيهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. So forgive those who have repented and followed Your way, and protect them from the punishment of hellfire. And so this was also the nida of the angels, that they make dua so that the people who are making tawbah are through Allah's mercy, they're prevented from the adhab al-jahim. Rahim, from the punishment of the hellfire. And so it is through this manifestation of his rahmah that people are ultimately preserved in this life and preserved through from perdition in the next. So the Quran says, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And Allah is the best of those who preserve, and He is the most merciful of the merciful. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently joins His rahmah with this forgiveness, with maghfirah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says through the mouth of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says in the Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ غُفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْ وَأَن رَبِّ غُفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And say, O my Lord, forgive and have mercy, for you are the best of those who have mercy. And from that manifestation of mercy was the very sending of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the peak of which was our messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about him says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you except as a mercy to the world. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a rahmatul muhda, a gifted mercy, and he was sent as a mercy to all the worlds, every single domain of existence. So he was sent as a mercy to the young and the old, the black and the white, the Arab and the non-Arab, being gentle and kind to the weak, the poor, the rich and the strong, the near and the far, be they Muslim or non-Muslim, be they animal, plants, vitamins, minerals, every single thing, every single domain of existence had some portion of the prophetic rahmah reaching them. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innama bu'ithtu rahmatan, indeed I was sent as a mercy. And the fact that that's been left nakira, rahmatan, means an astounding, incredible portion, we cannot estimate the portion of rahmah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam represented. And accordingly, as we are tasked to emulate him, as we are given the fact that he is the Qudwatul Hasana, then we find that the Sahaba, who were the first of those who emulated him, who were the first of those who followed him, also embodied this rahmah amongst themselves. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as ruhama'u bainahum, being they were merciful amongst themselves. And so this embodying mercy is a sign and an evidence of true faith. The fact that our faith is working means our hearts are given to being merciful. The fact that we know this deen is working in our heart, in our lives, is the fact that we are starting to embody mercy in our lives. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was the fountainhead of that mercy. And so he himself would emphasize that this mercy is ultimately that which is a characteristic of salvation. And so in a hadith he's reported to have said, لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تَرَاحَمُوا. He said, you will not enter paradise until you learn to show mercy amongst one another. And then he said, فَقَالُوا. The Sahaba then said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كُلُّنَا رَحِيمٌ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, all of us have a degree of mercy. فَقَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet responded, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِرَحْمَةِ أَحَدِكُمْ خَاصَّةً. He said, it's not the case of one of you showing mercy to individuals or specific people that you happen to be inclined to show mercy to. وَلَكِنْ رَحْمَةُ الْعَامَّةِ. But rather what is tasked of you is that you become a universal mercy, that your mercy becomes non-discriminatory, that your mercy applies to everyone and everything. For that is the characteristic of the Prophet ﷺ. He was sent as rahmatul lil alameen. And so the sign that this deen is approaching a type of kamal, a type of perfection in your heart, is that your heart approaches a type of kamal, a type of perfection, whereby you have rahmah for everyone. And this is why this is also the spreading of peace for everyone. For another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى أَمْرٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by him in whose hands is my soul, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. And should I not guide you to something that you can do by which you will love one another? أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread peace amongst you. And so the sign of you being a ibadur rahman, The sign of you encompassing this deen is that you are those who are spreading peace. And that's why when Allah says, عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنَ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى أَرْضِ حَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامَ. The عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنَ are those who have so emptied themselves of the ego that they have become reflexive of that very attribute of Rahman, and so Allah calls them by the sifa of عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنَ because they are embodying the Rahman on the face of the earth. الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى أَرْضِ حَوْنَا, so they are the ones who truly are treading lightly. They are the ones who truly have this sifa of being gentle and kind. And so when those, even those who don't get it, those who are ignorant, those who are given to fasad, those who are given to corruption, approach them, they still meet them with a peace. قَالُوا السَّلَامَ, because they have embodied of peace. They are peacemakers. They are spreading peace on the face of this earth. And so the sign of Iman is that we become peacemakers, that we embody this peace, and we spread the peace on the face of this earth, because this is a reflexive principle. If you want mercy to come to you, if you want salam, the ultimate abode of salam, the ultimate salvation of Jannah in this life, then you start reflecting it here, right now. You become a source of rahmah for others. You become a source of peace for others. As the Quran says, وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And indeed we admitted them into our mercy. Indeed, they were of the righteous. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِ. Indeed, if you want the rahmah to come to you, then it's always close, it's always near to those who do good. You do good. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْأَحْسَانِ إِلَى الْأَحْسَانِ. Is not the doing of good that which bequeaths the good? And that's why the Qur'an, when Allah, the Qur'an itself is constantly bringing us this mercy that is close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And when the Quran is recited, listen to it and pay attention. وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Because if you get the message of the Quran, you will attain the mercy. And if you attain the mercy, you will be the mercy. And if you be the mercy, then you will spread the mercy. And if you spread the mercy, then you will spread the peace. And so this is the way of those who are really getting the Quran, as the Quran tells us, as Allah tells us through the Quran, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَسَمُوا بِحَبْلِ وَاعْتَسَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلْهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ. For those who believe in Allah and hold fast to Him, hold fast to this belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will enter them into His rahmah and He will enter them into this bounty. And so why do we not seek this? Why do we not push ourselves toward this great thing by embodying this rahmah in our lives? And so the way is, as we said before, there is a reflexive principle at operation here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ar-rahimun yarhamuhum ar-rahman. Irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fis sama." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the rahimun, the merciful, are those who are shown mercy by the ar-Rahman, by the most merciful. And so, irhamu man fil ard, show mercy to those on the earth, yarhamkum, and the one who is in mercy, because this is the jawab, this is an answer, yarhamkum man fis sama, this will, the one who's in the heavens, the one whose mercy embodies the heavens and the earth, will show mercy to you. And so if you want mercy, be merciful to those around you. In the same hadith, the Prophet ﷺ informed us how this concentric circles of mercy has to operate. He said, "Ar-Rahimu shujnatun min ar-Rahman." He said, the womb, the rahim, the female womb, is named after Rahman. فَمَنْ وَصَلَهَا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ قَطَعَهَا قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ. He said, so whoever is connected to it, Allah connects him. And whoever severs it, Allah severs him from mercy. And so we want to see the real connection to mercy. Look at your immediate relationships in your life, starting with your parents, and then look at then beyond them and beyond them, looking at your wives, looking at your children, looking at your wider relatives, then looking at your neighbors, looking at the close, looking at, until the rahmah has to embody. But it has to start with those closest to us. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّرْ أَرْحُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And so lower to them the wing of your humility out of mercy. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَرْحَمْهُمَا. Right? It's a tough word to say sometimes. But he said, "Oh Allah, show your mercy upon them كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. As they brought me up. So have mercy upon them as the way they brought me up." In other words, they embodied mercy when they were bringing me up. And should I not ask, and should we not be embodying that same mercy to our parents? And should we not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mercy upon them? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us and everyone who listens, and everyone who's given to benefit from this in any way, that he bestows upon us from his vast bounty and generous mercy the nur in our hearts that allows us to take this message and to be embodying of this mercy ourselves. So those of us who are near and those of us who are far. And that his depositories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's giving, is never coming to an end. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his great bounty, that he make us from those who are devoutly obedient to him, that he enable us to be of service to the way of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those he's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.